Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we were wondering about the Rambam. What's pshat in the Rambam that the Rambam seems to classify a general rule that when one is a mazik, then he has to pay from meitav, from the best of his property. And therefore, he writes in Perak Aleph Lachal for Cholu Mazik that if one's Cholu b'chavero, he has to pay Chamisha Dvarim, Min Hayofeb Shem Rechasev Kedim Kolam Azikin. And we see in the Gemara, it's not like that. We see in the Gemara that we learn from Gezer Shava to the other Mazikin, but it's not a general din in Mazik. If you would have a Mazik that doesn't have Gezer Shava, then he wouldn't pay for Meitav, and the Rambam implies no. That all Mazikim pay for Meitav, because we have a general rule that all Mazikim pay for Meitav. And that's what we wanted to understand in the previous shiur. We saw Neflaos Mitaras Hashem, but we didn't ultimately come to an answer. We saw it's a Din Klali Ben Azikin, that the moment you're classified as a Mazik, so then you're going to have to pay Meitav. But then we said that the Rambam should have formulated the halacha differently. He shouldn't have said Kedin Kol HaMazikin. Rambam should have said Kol HaMazikin have a chiyuv of Tashlumei Nezikin. All Mazikin shall chiyuv to pay for the Nezik that they do, and Mimela it's Meitav. Once you classify it as Tashlumei Nezik, it's Meitav. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam just says that a chovel pays kedin kol hamazikin. And not that once you're classified as tashlumei nezek, memele you have to pay b'meitav. So if we said in the previous shiur that if our understanding of the Rambam is correct, then the Rambam should have used a different formulation, explaining to us that first Mazikim are chayv in Tashlumei Nezek, and once it's classified as Tashlumei Nezek, Tashlumei Nezek is automatically Meitav. The Rambam's lashon is Kula Mishtal Mena Yafish Ben Achasav Kedin Kol Mazikim. All these things you pay and Meitav, like all Mazikim. In the end, you need a gilui on every mazik that there's a chiyuv nezikin in order to be mechayev meitav. And without a gilui, then you're not chayev. The Rambam implies you don't even need a gilui. That it's categorized as tashlumei nezik. Automatically, if there's damage, even without the help of a gzeira shava, without any alfusa, you're automatically going to pay meitav. That's not true. So we have to understand the Rambam. So again, we're going in the derech of Mor Rabbi Agon Agadol, or Rav Yitzchak Manzatzal, whose Torah is just phenomenal and off the charts, Baruch Hashem. That we're zochah to learn it. So the Rashba asks Daf Hey Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that Kulam Ka'avos L'shalom Imeitav. Rabbi Abo says that they're all like Avos, and therefore you have to pay Meitav. In other words, according to Rav Chia and Rav Oshaya, Avos Mechlal De'ika Tolados. So what are the Tolados? The Gemara's answer is that this Kinui of Tolados was given to them to din like that they have to pay Mimeitav. In other words, they're not actually called Tolados, because according to Rabbi Chiya and according to Rabbi Hoshaya, they don't say that there are 4 avos nezikin. Rabbi Hoshaya says there are 13 avos nezikin. Rabbi Chiya says there are 24 avos nezikin. So why are they called avos? They're like avos in the sense that this kinui of avos was given to them to tell you that they have a din of avos linyan tashlumin, that you have to pay meitav. And why is it? That you have to pay meitav. And the Gemara says, because we learn, tachas nesina yishalem kesef. The makor of meitav is from the parish of Shein v'Regel, where it says, meitav sadeyu, or meitav karmo yishalem. Says Meitav Sedeu, Meitav Karmo Yishalem. So that's what it says by Shein and Regel. So there you have Meitav. From Shein and Regel, you learn to the other Avos that are written in the Mishnah. And from these Arba Avos, you learn to the other Avos, Bigzera Shava. Because by all of the Arba Avos, it says one of the words, either Tachas, Nesili, Yishalem, or Kesef. And in fact, in all the 24 Avos, it says either Tachas, Nesili, Yishalem, and Kesef. And just like Arba Avos, you pay from Meitav, so to these, you pay from Meitav. So that's what we discussed in the previous shir. And the Kasha is, the Kasha of the Rashba, what's the Seder here? Why is the Seder here Tachas Nesina Yishalem Kesef? The Seder should be Yishalem Tachas Nesina Kesef. It should start with Yishalem, because everything begins with Yishalem. That's what it says by Shein v'Regel. It says Meitav Sedeu, Meitav Karmo Yishalem. So since Shein v'Regel starts with Yishalem, since it all starts with Shein v'Regel, we should first say Yishalem. So that's the Kasha. And now we can take it further, that the Gemara in Bava Kamma Daf Zayin, in the, we have a kasha of Abaye to Rava, and what the Braisa says, Yashiv l'rabos shava kesef afilu subin. It says Yashiv, and that yashiv includes even anything, even shava kesef, and even subin, even bran. So Abai asked Rabbi Kasha, that it says linyan tashlume mazik shel shein v'regel metav karmi yishalem. This implies metav in and something else no, but the Braisa says yashiv is mar b'shava kesef v'afilu subin. So how do you figure? Is it metav or is it even subin? So the Gemara answers, no, it's not a kasha. Why is it not a kasha? Because kan midaito, when it says yashiv, it's talking about where the mazik can pay back with subin. That's when he's mishalem midaito, without the kfiyah of beis din. Then he can pay back even with subin. And here, in the second pasuk, it says the mazik has to pay meitav. It's talking about where he doesn't want to pay, and therefore beis din is mechayiv in baal karchoi, against his will. And in such a case, he has to pay dafka mi meitav. And then Ula Bereidu Rabbi Loi says, Daika Nami, we can be daik from the pasuk, because it says Yishalem, which implies Baal Karcho. So therefore, when it says Yishalem, which means Baal Karcho, and the pasuk that's Mechayivim to pay Meitav, it says Yishalem, that means Baal Karcho. So if it's Baal Karcho, it's Meitav. And if it's midaito, it's without kfiyas beis din, it is afilu subin. And Abayis is back down with that because, excuse the expression, miksiv yeshulam yeshalim ksiv midaito mashma. It doesn't say yeshulam, that implies bal korcho. It says yeshalim, which implies midaito. And therefore, that would imply that even midaito, he's still paying. How's he paying? With meitav. Not like the Gemara wanted to answer, that if it's midaito, he can pay however he wants. Even midaito is meitav. That's the mahalach of the Gemara. And it's not mavur in the Gemara what inyan of bal karcho is there to tashlume meitav. Ma kesher, that if it's bal karcho, then it has to be meitav. If it's a din tashlumen, then it doesn't have to be meitav, as we see from the fact that if it's midaito, it doesn't have to be meitav. So ma pitom, that bal karcho should be meitav. Ma kesher. So, you can see Rashi, but even after you read Rashi, Dibur HaMaschil Midaito, you're still stuck with the question. You can see the Chiddush HaAn Bava Kama, but still, we need to understand. Ad Kati Tzarich Biur. So maybe the explanation is as follows. Hold on tight. That the whole Tashlum Chov, the Inyan of Tashlum Chov, is that now he's chayev, and he has to pay what he's chayev. However, every chov has a siba, has a reason that is poel v'chiyuv. There is a reason, there is a siba sachiyuv. This siba is poel v'chiyuv. This reason activates the chiyuv. And what is that reason? This reason is the hefzed of the nizik, or of the loive. That's the siba, that there is a loss to the one who is harmed. There is a loss to the borrower. V'lu yitzuyer shetibatel hasiba Hare memele yibatel hachiyuv shehu totza misiba zu. And if it were, we can think of a scenario that there's no siba for the chiyuv. So memele, there's no chiyuv, which is only a totza, which is only an outcome of this siba. Because a chiyuv shelo kebailus tzarech siba b'chol rega v'rega. Bailus doesn't require a new reason every second. But a chiyuv requires a siba. There has to be a siba sachiyuv. Once I have bailus, I have bailus. You have to do something to be mevatel my bailus. But a chiyuv, if I'm obligated to you, there has to be a reason for this obligation. The moment there's no more reason for this obligation, then I'm not obligated anymore. And that's the inyan of mechila, just removing the siba sachiyuv. He didn't pay him back, but there's no more siba sachiyuv because he's moichel vein kan makom laharich. So kushebotla siba b'meila yibotla chiyuv. When there's no more siba, then there's no more chiyuv. And since that's the case, it doesn't really matter how he's paying. Because on a chiyuv, you can have halachas of what he's chayiv and how he's chayiv. But on bitul hasiba, if you're mevatel the sibas hachiyuv, because the tover received what he lost, So whatever he compensates him for his loss is mevatel l'chiyuv, and it doesn't matter if it's idis or if it's ziboris. And that's the nafkamina between daito and baal karchai. That baal karcho shu'al yidei beis din. So the din beis din is to be gover the chov, which is to be idis, because there's a din that paying off a chov must be done with choicest property. And therefore, they take the idis. Masha'ein ken kishem mishalem mi daito, he can be mishalem, not his chiyuv, but rather if he's mishalem mi daito, he can just be mevatel the chiyuv. When Beis Din is gove, Beis Din is gove in such a way, al pi dine gvias chov. Dine gvias chov is beidis. When the person pays of his own volition, then he is mevatel siba sachiyuv, so it doesn't matter how he's mevatel siba sachiyuv, as long as he compensates the person for their loss. And that can even be done with subin, with bran, with something pachus, something inferior. And on that, Abaye comes along and he says, no, ma pitom. Yeshalem is mashma midaitoi. What does it mean, yeshalem is mashma midaitoi? So from this we see that in the pasuk of Meitav Sadeh or Meitav Karmo, yeshalem, yeshalem is mashma midaitoi, and even midaitoi, he has to give the choicest. What does that mean? That means that you can't just be mevatel sibas achiyuv. You have to pay with the proper payment. Even when a person does it midaito, so he doesn't have, originally we thought that if a person pays midaito, he doesn't have to pay the chiyuv. He can just be mesalek the sibas achiyuv. But now the Gemara has a new vort. No! You can't just be mesalek the sibas achiyuv. You have to pay properly. That's what Abaye says. It says Yishalim is mashma midaito. What does it mean midaito? Midaito means that when he's paying midaito, he has to pay properly. Not just to be mesalek the sibas achiyuv, but he has to make a proper time, which is beidis, just like if Beis Din would force him. And therefore, the Gemara has to come on to another teretz. And with this, we can explain the kasha of the Rush and the Shita Mekubetzes on what it says in the Gemara on page 10b, Chavti b'nisko lo katani ela b'tashlume nisko. It doesn't say, Chavti, I'm obligated in his nezek, but rather I'm obligated in the payment of his nezek. So my taima, for what reason does the Gemara affect the Rush? Does the Gemara not ask this on the Mishnah Daf Beis? U'kishehizik chav hamazik l'shalin tashlumei nezek. So it doesn't say chav hamazik b'niska. Why did the Gemara wait until Daf Yiram and Beis? Gemara could have already asked that on the Mishnah Daf Beis. That it doesn't say kishehizik chav hamazik l'shalin nizk b'niska chav hamazik b'niska. It says l'shalin tashlumei nezek. So based on what we explained, we can say as follows. That the Mishnah and Daf Beis is talking about the Chiyuv Meitav, because it says Chavti what mi Meitav Haaretz. So there you need a Chiddush that there's a Chiyuv Tashlumin Dafka. And what's Chiyuv Tashlumin? You have to pay a proper payment. Hashlamas HaChiyuv, the obligation. The obligation is Meitav Dik. So if the obligation is Meitav Dik, that means you can't just be misalik and be mevatel the chov by being mevatel the siva. And therefore it says, tashlumei nezek. Only because there's a din of tashlumen, of payment, it has to be a proper payment. So there we understand why it says tashlumei nezko. But in the Mishnah 9b, where it's not talking about meitav, the Gemara says, why does it say tashlum? Just say chov benizko. Why does it say tashlum? Here there's no din, we're not talking about meitav. So there's no din of tashlum. Tashlum implies that you are fulfilling your obligation of payment. That's the proper payment. The proper payment is what you're obligated. So if on Daf Beis we're talking about meitav, so of course it says tashlum. That's the correct phraseology. Because we're talking about being mashlim, we're talking about being mishalim. Mishalim means properly, that's idis. And that's what Daf Beis is talking about. So there's no kasha why it says tashlum nizko. But on Daf Tes Amud Beis, it says Chav Beniska. It says it's not talking about Meitav. So there it could have just as easily said Chav Hamazik Beniska. Why does it say B'Tashlumei Niska? So that's a Moridika Pshat in the Gemara. So the Gemara answers there that, all right, to teach you that the Baila Marmatapal bin Avela, the Nizik, only has to be Mashlim, whatever the Nizik lost. Now that it's not a living animal, it's just an Avela, he has to be Mashlim that, but not that he has to pay the whole thing. From here you learn that Baila Matapalim bin Avela. So that's terrific. But we understand the Kasha, right? That's the Gemara says, just say Chav Benisko, because we're not talking about Meitav. So why does it say Tashlum Benisko? Tashlum is only when you need a proper payment of Meitav. So it emerges according to this, that in the Kamash Malan of the Pasuk, that you have to pay Meitav, there are two elements here. Number one, Meitav means that you can't just be Mevatel the Siba Sachi of Ayde Bittel Hezek. Just being Mevatel the Hezek and compensating the person for the loss is not enough. That's number one. Because if compensating him was enough, then any way you compensate him is enough. So Meitav tells us, just being Mevatel Sibas HaChiyuv is not enough. And number two, She'oysoi Chiyuv Tashlumen, She'rak Oysoi Nitan L'Shalim Yemi Meitav V'lo Midover Acher. And that what type of Chiyuv Tashlumen is there? A, it's not enough to be Mesalek the loss, to remove the loss, to neutralize the loss. That's not enough. That's number one. Number two, what must one, yes, do? Not only is it not enough to be mevatel the sibas hachiyuv, but one must pay with meitav. So it's not just a kamash malan that there's no inyan of bitel hasiba, but it's all in the parish of meitav. That al yidei tashlumin, you can't just be mevatel the siba when the pasuk tells us that you need to pay meitav. Because if there's a chiyuv to pay, it has to be mimeitav. When there's a chiyuv to pay by nezek, it has to be meitav. That's the definition of the chiyuv tashlumen by nezek. That it has to be meitav. That's considered the proper payment, as we've been explaining in this shiur all along. That's the proper payment of mazik. That's meitav. Okay, so, and with this, we can also explain the Gemara Bava Kamma and Gittin, and ultimately get to the Rambam, and say an unbelievable pshat in the Rambam. So hopefully, God should give us life. Hopefully, we will continue in the next shiur. B'li neder, it's Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.